Well, a warm welcome to you who just tuned in. This is program number 152, and the program is also called At Ease. It's a production of Good News Community Radio Station, and it is made possible for us by the South African Military Christian Fellowship. You're going to listen now to Chaplain Ben Smith as he's going to read out of John 12, verse 27, and the theme is What Shall I Say? Then dive deep with the three Bible questions by Henlu D.P. After that will be a song called Plea for Africa by the South African Navy Band. Then Discipling with Willem in Discovering Bible Study. And then a testimony narrated for us by Graham Wilson. A corporal is an overcomer from Corporal Kensani Malasa out of the Military Challenge newspaper. After that testimony will be Riri's Corner. And after that corner will be Dive Deep with the three answers from Henlu D.P. and then we have Tanya Kutsia with her time slot, Forward with Hope. And we will close this program with a beautiful song by Sonet Rose, His Name is Jesus. Let's listen to Chaplain Ben Smith.
Our scripture reading is taken from John 12. Verse 27, and the theme for today is, What shall I say? We are living in trying times, and countless people are suffering and struggling emotionally, physically, and mentally. Other areas of challenge is in the area of finance, and even the church is suffering spiritually. And many of us are tempted to say, Why me? Why now? And we would desire our ordeal to come to an end as soon as possible. Jesus had to come to grips that the very purpose why he came is drawing near, and he refused to be saved. Because of this very act of courage of Jesus, we are at liberty to pray, Save me from this hour. And we are being rescued from minute to minute as he journeys alongside us to the end of our personal ordeal. And because of this, we can boldly declare with Christ, Father, glorify your name. Blessings and suffering has one thing in common, and that is to glorify God. Let your current ordeal be to the glory of Father God. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that you are faithful, dependable, and reliable, and you will never leave us nor forsake us. As we pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Chaplain Ben. May God bless you. Dive deep, Henlu. Here is your chance.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Dive Deep Quiz, hosted by Henlo DP. As usual, we have three questions for you today, starting off with a military question and followed by two Bible questions. The first question, what is the name of a formal agreement to end a war? Second question, who was the strongest man in the Bible? Third question, how did the Roman soldiers mock Jesus before his crucifixion? Those are the three questions. We'll be revealing the answers a little bit later in the program.
Thank you, Henlu, for those three questions. and I trust our listeners has jotted down. The South African Navy Band, Lieutenant Moholani, Plea for Africa. Thank you for that beautiful song. Pastor Willem Conradi up next with Discipling with Willem.
Hello, good evening to all of you. We are here again on Discipling with Willem. And most welcome to all who listen in, from you who are in the military and in security forces, and then, of course, all the rest of us, all the non-military, the civilians. Most welcome. And as you know, we concentrate on Discovery Bible Study. And tonight, we want to go back to a program that we had quite a few weeks ago with that time Peter and Diane and Edith was also there on Acts 13, but we just did the first part. So we want to go back to that, as I promised, and unfortunately Diane is not here, but welcome also to Edith and to Peter. And we will do this together. So we won't do the first part because we've already done that, but let's start with prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your word that is powerful and that is like dynamite and can really blow us away, but also can comfort us and can teach us in a gentle way. And tonight, Lord, we have this wonderful story from the book of Acts. in chapter 13, and we pray that you will teach us, but also, if it's necessary, put some fire under us that to keep get us moving, and also our churches. And so we come to you with expectancy that you will teach us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good. Acts 13, verse 1 to 4. Can either Edith or Peter read for us, please? Okay, thanks, Edith.
Acts chapter 13, Barnabas and Saul sent off, verse 1. In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manian, who had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. The two of them, sent on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus.
Thank you, Edith. Yeah, usually we read it twice, but because of time limitations, we do everything just once. So now the next step is then to ask one of you just to tell back the story. Well, I think that must be Peter then, because he just read. Just tell the story in your own words, please, Peter.
Yeah, so as I understand it, they were gathered there in the church, these gentlemen, and they were praying and worshipping and fasting later. And that isn't wonderful. The Holy Spirit then spoke to them while they were worshipping and fasting. Then the Holy Spirit said, told him to set apart Barnabas and Saul, and and to send them, I guess, to preach the gospel, and they worshipped some more. And after fasting, then they laid their hands on them and committed them to the Lord and the ministry now of going out to preach the precious gospel. And well, being a sailor, I love the fact that they sailed to some far off land. But isn't it wonderful that, to me, yeah, the story tells us that they were set apart, and they and God had rubber stamped this being sent to go and preach the gospel.
Thank you. Thanks, Peter. I think anything you wanted to add?
No, I think Peter.
Yes. Yeah, no, thanks, Peter. Just, yeah, they were the leaders in the church, it says, the prophets and the teachers. Yeah, but that was well told back. Thanks, Peter. So let's get right into the questions now. So the first question is just, what do we learn here about the people in the story and about God? Might be God, the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit, but what do we learn about the people and and then God in the story? Okay, let's open up. And let's first take, what do we learn about God?
We learn about God, the Holy Spirit, while they were worshipping and fasting. The Lord, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul." And also, the Holy Spirit sent them on their way. That's what I gathered here.
Yeah. Anything to add there, Peter?
No, in God's wonderful plan, here were Barnabas and Saul, great men of God, and who were going to be greatly used by God. And this is God's wonderful plan. To send them forth as missionaries, so I guess they also were prepared to listen for God's quiet, still voice through the Holy Spirit to give them the orders and instructions, as we'd say in the Navy.
The sailing orders.
Sailing orders.
Yes, okay. So that's so we see that, as you've said, just to summarize, in this mission, that the Holy Spirit was very active and spoke to them. You said silently, we don't know, whisper or what made it. We don't know in what way, but he spoke to them and they heard. And as Ida said, not only in telling them to set apart, but also to send them on their way. Mm-hmm. What a great thought, sent on their way by the Spirit. Yeah. So God, what would you say about God in mission then, that we can, what are we? Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that God wants us, the Great Commission, mm-hmm. to be available mm-hmm. to share the good news, mm-hmm. to go mm-hmm. forth. And I mean, they knew that God was sending them, and there's no doubt in their mind that the Holy Spirit would be with them and God mm-hmm. would be with them and see them mm-hmm. and give mm-hmm. them divine appointments along mm-hmm. the way. Mm-hmm. So this is a wonderful hope, and they could just trust God through all this.
Good. So you've automatically gone to the next question. Then what do we learn about the people in the story? You've already said, but that's great. That's great. It flows from the one to the other. So anything, Edith, from your side? Well, let's first say, who are the people in the story?
Well, according to what we've read, they were prophets and teachers. So it means that all of them were in some way teachers or prophets. There was Barnabas and Saul and Simon and Lucius and Manian and they were I think they were also the elders in the church who fasted and prayed. And it's actually wonderful that they set that time apart for God to listen and to hear what he wanted to tell them. Mm. Through prayer and fasting, and then in a wonderful way, God revealed his plan to them about missions.
Yes.
And it seems that the mission, the great mission plan started with a great missionary.
Absolutely. And
that's right.
And it's so wonderful, and as you said, while they were worshiping and praying, the Holy Spirit said, so the mission was born out of prayer and fasting. Yeah, great. And then a very definite call. Yeah. Mm. So of course, and these were then leaders in the church who were sent as missionaries. Yeah, it's that we read. Yeah. Okay, let's go on and just say, what is there a good example for us to follow in the story?
I think they were obedient. I mean, They suddenly heard about this being thrown out of their comfort zone. I mean, I don't think they would have ever said no, because they heard the Holy Spirit speaking to them. Mm. But the lesson is trust and obey.
Mm.
They were going to go and do what the Holy Spirit told them to do. Yeah.
They were obedient. There are many people, I think, who are not obedient. So it is a lesson for us, an example. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems for the church leaders, it's a good thing to worship and fast and pray regularly so that God can work through them and tell them what to do as leaders and in the church. That's what happened here.
So who were obedient? Was it the leaders or Saul and Barnabas?
I think they all were.
They were both. That's the leaders of the church immediately were obedient, and then Paul, Saul and Barnabas.
They were probably obviously sorry to lose Paul and Barnabas, who were such great teachers in the church there at Antioch.
Mm. So they sent the best people. Okay. That's a good... Is there a command for us?
A command. Well, I think Edith hit the nail on the head, really, when she said, you know, our Heavenly Father is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we must continue as they did in our fasting and praying and worshipping and expect, especially if we're wondering where to next or what to, where's God leading me, that God will be faithful and will tell you what to do.
Good. Just how will you obey this? This is from the story. What will you do as a result of reading this story? And
I think it's you know, to keep on in worship and not neglect fasting, which takes you closer to God, and to listen out for the still voice of the Holy Spirit talking to us. And so not so much often to ask, or pray, but to also be still. And because, you know, communication is both ways.
Wonderful, yeah.
And God will speak to us either directly like he did here, or through his word. We can all testify to how often scripture gives us the answer as well.
That's right, yeah. And who are you going to share the story with, Ida?
Yeah, I will share it, I hope, with some of the people at the church, and our children, and probably encourage grandchildren also to go and teach God's word to others.
Thanks a lot. Our time is finished, so thank you for sharing. And as you go out and obey and share it with others, may God bless you. Bye.
Kinsani Malasa's testimony is taken from The Challenge, the good newspaper, military edition. Corporal Kinsani Malasa has a surprising piece about her, despite her rough start to life. As a teenager, Kinsani thought a wild party lifestyle would help her forget the troubles and poverty her family faced. When I turned 17, I started to drink, smoke, and attended wild parties, Kinsani admits. I hung around much older people. I started dating and ended up having a baby with my boyfriend. It was an abusive relationship and I didn't know my worth, so I felt my existence and confidence depended on that relationship, and if I lost it, I would be a failure. When the relationship ended, not even the solid support of her family gave her peace because, she says, the hole in my soul was so big. I was broken, shattered, disorientated, and I did not have a choice but to fix it. Despite her efforts to quit drinking and smoking, she found she could not stop herself and knew there was only one person who could help. I never regret that decision I made when I turned to God, she says firmly. I went with my sister to church and was touched with a message about God's offer of forgiveness through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross for my sake. When they made an altar call, I went forward and surrendered my life to Jesus. Since then, Kinsani says, her life has taken a change for the better. I was able to quit drinking and smoking through the power of God, as I had tried before but could not. God has blessed me. I am never disappointed in seeking him. I know and understand myself now. I do not depend on other people for happiness, and I know my self-worth. God has blessed me with a man who fears him, who loves me and my baby, and soon we will be married, she says happily. Life is full of peace, she adds, knowing that God promises never to forsake those who love and follow him. My courage is in the Lord, my strength is in the Lord, and he has just proven in all challenges that he is just taking my faith to the next level, because I am victorious in each of them. People often look at me in shock and say to me, keep praying to that God of yours, he really is a great and mighty God. Now working in the South African Army's finance department, Kinsani says she finds strength to resist the temptation to go back to her old life through a passage in the Bible from 1 John chapter 4, which says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome evil, because the one who is in you, Jesus, is greater than the one who is in the world, the devil. Come to God, there is nothing he is not able to solve, and he has made you an overcomer. Kinsani adds, God has made us to be overcomers, and we are more than conquerors when we trust in Jesus. See Romans chapter 8, verse 27. It's so sad when young people forsake their morals, values and principles that they are taught by our parents, teachers, and often by example as well as by word. This so often results in broken and damaged lives, sometimes irredeemably. But God can mend the devastation if we repent, do an about turn, and leave our wicked and sinful ways. He is faithful and just to forgive us, and with the Lord Holy Spirit empowering us to be victorious over the power that sin has in our lives.
Folks, you listen to Riri's Corner there in Cape Town. I think she's now in Pretoria with the women's celebration because of the last week in August.
Good evening, South Africa. Good evening, listeners of It Is program. I am Riranzu Manganyi, your host for Riri's Corner. I would like to welcome you to Riri's Corner this evening. I am hosting in Pretoria as we are in preparation for the Women's Parade. As we know that we are in our Women's Month, as we are closing our Women's Month on the 30th of August, we will be having our Women's Parade. Let us start or open our Riri's Corner with our prayer, our AMCF prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. Bless the servicemen and women of all nations, and grant us the joy of being all in one in Jesus Christ, that we may be filled with your love and pass it to one another through the power of the Holy Spirit until his coming again. Amen. As we are continuing with our month of August, our Women's Month, I would just like to say something that to plead with our men and the defense force, that let us make a difference. We know that we see that we hear different stories. We hear women being molested, women being killed, women being done dead and dead. But I would like to urge our men in the defense force that let us make a difference and treat our women well, not only your woman because you're in a relationship with or because you are married to, but a woman, every woman that you meet in your workplaces, in your community, women, the upcoming women, as we celebrate our Lillian Ngoyi, our Charlotte Mateke, our Mama Winnie Mandela, and all that. As we celebrate as well our women in the Bible, the woman, the Hannah of today, as we celebrate the Sarah of today, let us treat our women well and show them that they are surely appreciated. Let it not end with August, but let it be a daily thing. Let it be our lifestyle, that we take care of women, that we appreciate women, because where there's women, there's always a difference. Our women make difference even in our workplaces. You find that the way we used to do things in the office, but now that there's a woman, there's something different. She will bring out something different because we have a different gender. So let us treat our women fairly and give them a chance to prove themselves right, because sometimes, as we know that in the defense force, we are in a male dominant environment where most things were done by men in olden days or in olden years. But now women are taking a part, growing and increasing in number as well. So let us give them the opportunity and as well support them to do what God has entrusted them to do. Let us support them and give them all the support that they need, all the equipment that they need, all the teachings that they need. We support them and we grant them the opportunity to explore and as well to fly their wings up high. And also, I want to remind that we are in preparation as well for our Brazilian conference, or our Brazil conference in October, that will take place from the 15th of October to the 20th of October. So we still need support, financial support, as well as we are going to send 5 delegates to go and represent us as South African Military Christian Fellowship. We do need your prayers as well. If you are willing to donate, please do contact us at the contacts that shall be given at the end of the program, and do support. I am also one of the delegates that will be sent to Brazil to go and learn and explore and see how other people worship God and go to learn and understand more about God and as well as about the Bible, knowing how to differentiate or to blend the two, being in the military as well as being a child of God. Amen. And I also want to urge that let us not forget to pray for one another. Pray as well for the roads. Make it a daily prayer for our economy. I always like to emphasize about our economy that there are things that are essential that people who are more or less advantageous, they are suffering the most. So let us pray that may our economy get better day and day so that our essential can be affordable by each and every one of us. I thank you. Have a good evening. God loves you and I love you so much. And remember, our contact details are 083-786-3040. I repeat, 083-860-3040. And our email address is smcf3@gmail.com. I repeat, smcf3@gmail.com. And our email address is is@gncr.org.za. I repeat, is@gncr.org.za. Thank you. Have a good evening. Oi!
Thank you, Riranzo, for your input. Dive deep, Henlo de Pier, with the answers to our three questions.
Okay, let's look at the answers to today's Dive Deep quiz questions. The first question was, what is the name of a formal agreement to end a war? It is called a peace treaty. A peace treaty formally ends hostilities and outlines the terms of peace between warring nations. The second question was, who was the strongest man in the Bible? The answer is Samson. Samson was very strong and he was a leader of Israel. His strength came from a special promise to God shown by his long hair. Samson's adventures and his eventual fall show how important it is to stay faithful to God and what can happen if you don't. Okay, third question was, how did the Roman soldiers mock Jesus before his crucifixion? Answer is, they dressed him in a purple robe and placed a crown of thorns on his head. Roman soldiers mocked Jesus in this way, sarcastically hailing him as King of the Jews. This mockery highlighted the humiliation and suffering Jesus endured. Despite the soldiers' actions, these symbols ironically affirmed Jesus' true kingship and sacrifice. And that's all we have time for today. My hope is that you will be inspired by today's quiz to dive deep into the Bible to learn more about who God is and what His plan is for you. Until next time, may God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Henlo. God bless you too. Forward with hope. Tanya, please minister to us tonight.
Very warm welcome to all of you listening in for this episode of At Ease. This section of the program is called Forward with Hope as we explore post-traumatic stress disorder and the road to healing. I am Tanya and I'm traveling this road with you. We have come some distance already on this road of discovery. We started out by looking into what is post-traumatic stress disorder, what it does to your body and soul and spirit, why it happens, And we have looked at the reasons we must talk about this very difficult subject. We have seen so far that the diagnosis is not a life sentence. There is healing, but it does not come overnight. So please stay with me, my friends. Stay with me on this road as we continue to discover ways of help and healing. And we will discover further there is hope for a better tomorrow. I would like to offer you some gentle advice at this point. I really don't want to delve too deeply into heavy conversation in this episode. I just want to have this gentle conversation with you, offering you hope, encouraging you to go on, to keep on, to start a new day, a fresh day. Please do not compare your current state of PTSD or a loved one's current state of PTSD to that of others who have also gone through trauma. Of course, there will be parallels to other people's experiences, but as we are all unique individuals, we all respond to events differently and so have unique recovery journeys. It's not always better to heal more quickly. And it's also acceptable if some people do heal more quickly than others. Everybody heals at a different pace. Acquiring knowledge and achieving healing are our objectives, and we shall arrive at the solution and the healing we seek. We move steadily forward, steadily ahead. We will get there. We will get to answers and healing. Don't give up. Friends, do not give up. Just go steadily forward, one foot in front of the other, taking the day as it comes. When we compare ourselves with others and think they are doing a better job than us at healing, they are healing faster, we may ask ourselves, why can't I be at that place and they can't? Why can't I heal that fast? We may start to think there is something wrong with us, and a new cycle of darkness can start in our minds that way. But like I said, we all heal at our own pace. The objective is to get to healing. So, during the last week, I've had some very interesting conversations with people who have been influenced by PTSD in some way or another. And it's also very interesting that it occurs more and more that I meet people who have gone through deep trauma and have a story to tell. So this man I was talking to, he was talking to me about his neighbor. His neighbor is a military veteran, and after all the years, he cannot sleep. He is not able to have a normal, fulfilling relationship with the people around him. He experiences all sorts of physical difficulties and illnesses due to the prolonged PTSD symptoms in his life. And we talked about the ineffective ways people try to deal with what they experience. We also continued this conversation about the healing that is available. And that gives me hope, and that gives me a glimmer in my eyes and hope in my heart for everybody out there who has experienced trauma and is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Those people who stand outside of PTSD and look to those who have been diagnosed cannot always understand what is going on. But for those of us who has gone through this ourselves and has come out of the darkness, we want to offer you hope. And actually, I want to say to you, why don't you borrow my hope? Why don't you borrow my faith today and carry it in your hands for the day of tomorrow so that you can go on? There is hope. There is healing. I just simply want to share with you some good news to lift you up and give you that hope for the days ahead of you. Some days are brighter than other days, but even when the day is overcast and dark, I want to give you hope, and I want to encourage you to go on. You may find it hard to believe that a troubled person such as yourself can be precious to God. You may think that God has to be disgusted with you because of all your problems. Maybe you still believe that He loves you, but surely God is disappointed because you have failed Him so many times. Are those the thoughts that go through your mind? Well, let's replace those thoughts with the truth of the Word of God. And in the words of God Himself, Isaiah 43 verse 4, "Since you were precious in my sight, You have been honored, and I have loved you. The prophet's message of grace was spoken to people who had been in dire straits. They have been robbed and snared in holes, cast into prison. Despite all their failures, all their difficulties, God came to them with a message of hope and love. Since you are precious in my sight, honored, I have loved you. Isaiah 43 verse 4. What a precious verse. Why don't you write that down for yourself to keep for the days that you do not feel very loved? The devil has convinced so many people that they have disappointed God and that he will never be able to please him. Consequently, they don't accept his love and live as if his wrath, his anger, is always breathing down on them. That is a horrible way to go through life. Oh, how pained God must be when he sees people living this way, because he knows that he loves you. My message to you today is to decide to trust God, no matter how you feel at this moment, no matter what has happened to you or what others say. The truth is, God loves you. Trust in his love and grace, which can change your life. No matter how unworthy or disappointed we may feel, the truth is not influenced or swayed by our emotions. It is like a rock standing in a stormy sea. It is not swayed by the waves that comes and bangs against it, because it is truth. This truth that God loves you is the same. It is a rock, no matter the waves of emotions that may come and go. When you accept the love that God has for you and accept the fact that he does not reject you and has made a way for you to change, a very heavy load will fall off your shoulders. Jesus Christ already carried the load for you at Calvary. So give that load back to him. In trusting him, you will find new hope to face PTSD and all the difficult circumstances of life. Let him love you. Isaiah 49 verse 15 and 16. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Those are the words of God, again, the truth. Lamentations 3 verse 22 and 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The words of God. So that's why I say, just take the new day as it comes. Because the word of God says his mercy is new every morning. It is clear from so many scriptures that we are precious in the sight of God. In Psalm 103, God says, he knows we are dust. He knows that we are frail. And he knows the traumas that happens to us in life are so difficult to carry. We are not actually designed to carry that. He knows that. He knows that we are dust. But he is there to carry us and to take the load off our shoulders. He is closer than you think. If your emotions are in turmoil like a stormy sea, reach out for help despite your emotions. Reach out to God. You can reach out to me. Remember our website forwardwithhope.co.za, where we add new material constantly for you to read and to listen to help you. You can send me email. You can send your story, you can ask questions, or you can just have a nice talk with me. I am there for you. I'm traveling this road with you. And with this, I want to leave you. Choose the truth over lies. You are loved, and you are precious in the sight of God. Your life is worth healing, and God is always with you. Until the next time, we go forward with hope. Bless you, my dear friends. Bless you.
Thank you, Tanya, for Forward with Hope, and I trust our listeners is really benefit from this tonight. And folks, we're going to play out with a beautiful song by Sonet Ghos. His name is Jesus. Jesus said, call upon him, and he will be there for you. Folks, until next week, the Lord's willing, the same time and the same place, be at ease.
one day not so long ago, I was living in sin. I was walking along this road when Jesus walked in. His eyes were so full of love, they pierced through and through. He said, "You are mine, my child. I gave my life. Let that cup pass from me in the garden of Gethsemane. I shed my blood for you on the cross at Calvary. I went into the lowest down, then came back again that you might not answering, for I had nothing to say. I fell upon my knees and cried, "Oh Jesus, forgive me, I pray. Come into my heart. Oh, come into my Savior.